1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The top Democrat in the Assembly says she's opposed to a $1.8 billion tax and school funding deal because she thinks it could create budget problems for Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Leader Greta Neubauer said the plan would use too much of the state's taxpayer surplus and could lead to cuts to schools or health care later. The proposal included tax rebates and breaks on tips and overtime pay. Supporters, including Governor Tony Evers and some Democratic and Republican lawmakers, said it would have provided needed tax relief. The plan passed the Assembly, but failed in the Senate. A man whose job it was to guard prisoners in Wisconsin now heads to federal prison himself for sexually exploiting a child overseas. 44-year-old Bradley Hounsell from Oshkosh was sentenced to 13 years behind bars for paying to get child sexual abuse videos and images from the Philippines. Evidence was found on his phone after investigators searched his home. He will also face 7 years of supervised release. Hounsell was employed as a correctional officer with the Department of Corrections prior to his arrest. And the Badger State is not among the best places to be a nurse. That's according to a recent study by WalletHub, which ranked all 50 states for some of society's most unsung heroes. The study compiled a list of the best places to be a nurse by looking at job openings, salaries, the quality of nursing homes, and more. Wisconsin was ranked 29th overall on the list and was ranked in the middle of the road for opportunity and work environment. In case you were wondering, Maine topped the list. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Twins host the Milwaukee Brewers tonight in Minnesota. The Brewers coming off a series win over the Padres. They beat San Diego yesterday, 7-1, thanks to five strong innings pitched by Kyle Harrison, Luis Renjifo, with three runs batted in for the crew. I asked him how he's feeling batting sixth in the order.
Oh, feels good, you know. Go there, stay in the process and see every pitch and hit the ball. So it feels good.
And Renjifo making big plays at third base, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that defensive play was a huge play, and then he's been swinging the bat probably four or five games now. He's really swinging the bat well, so really pleased that him, Vaughn, is swinging it good. Those two guys today made a huge difference.
Football, the NFL schedules are out. The Packers kick off the season in Minnesota against the Vikings, and they play the Bears in Chicago on Christmas Day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and warm today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a few scattered showers or thundershowers this evening. Low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.